Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, I'm Ian Rankin, and you're here to talk the Apple news from the week, all as it is. We've got a huge panel yet again. Wonderful, wonderful bunch. Starting us off, as ever, the man who holds the top left corner down and stops it from falling off the edge of the planet, Don McAllister, with a bit less of him this week.
Good afternoon.
Have you got a plaster on that?
Well, yes. Thanks for pointing it out.
You didn't expect me to let it slide, for God's sake.
I know. Well, I was unshaven and unkempt, and I thought, no, I must smart myself up for...
I want to say thank you for that, mate.
So I went and had a quick shave and went... And rather than sort of cry off, I said, no, I'll stick a plaster on and just get on with it.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Good week?
Very busy, sort of getting ready for Macworld and next week, travel off to Macworld, so... usual scenario, trying to get stuff done in advance and get my session sorted out.
You're always cramming 6 weeks into three, yeah, so you can go on holiday.
Tell me about it. But at least after Macworld, there's nothing for a couple of months, so I'll be able to relax and chill a bit.
Excellent, mate. Thank you.
That's the plan, anyway.
Next to him, completely new girl, Peanut De La Cruz from the Philippines. How you doing, missus?
Hello. Nice to meet all of you.
Oh, very good accent. That's better than Will's. That was a better Alec Guinness than Will's.
That's my really bad attempt at trying to fit in.
Oh, no, God. Don't even try and fit in here. So just quick word, who you are and what you do.
My name is Peanut, and I'm from the local app called Lulu. I'm not sure if you guys have an image there.
No, I haven't got one up. But
blue.com, you can see it there. There's our website. It's basically a review and rating site for places in the Philippines.
So right.
It's like restaurants, spas, hotels, museums, all sorts of places. And you can write and read reviews from other people too.
And you're an Apple fangirl as well, though.
I'm not sure you can call me that, but I do love Apple. I started with the Apple, the iPhone 4, and then after that I got the 4S and iPad 3, and then now the iPhone 5.
Right. I haven't got an iPhone 5, so you're well up there then, mate. next to Peanut, mass sports presenter from the Philippines, TJ Manatok. How you doing, pal? Your blocky connection's disappeared now, and it's come back with time lapse.
Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, we got you fine.
All right, well, hi.
Good afternoon, now, mate,
evening, wherever you are.
It's been about 2 years since the last time you came on.
Seriously, 2 years?
It's about that. Gotta be.
Okay, well, good to be back. I don't think I was on the Mac show, though. I think I was on the...
No.
You're on the Big Show, yeah.
Big Show, yeah. That's the first time TJ's on Mac.
I was on the Big Tech show, exactly. The Bagel Tech show. Well, great to be along with you guys. It's about time that I'm back. I mean, I wanted to be back, but schedule problems couldn't fit.
And you're jetting off again soon to the States. You jetting off again soon?
Jetting off, yes. I'll be flying to the U.S. I wish I'd be going there for Macworld, but I'm going for the NBA All-Star Game. Flying out Valentine's Day, actually. Oh.
You've got to tie it in.
Lunch with my wife, then we fly out that evening.
Oh, that's sweet, isn't it?
What I am about Mac, well, I've been a Mac fanatic since...
If it was my wife, mate, she'd look at me and go, "You still here?" Next, TJ, Ms. Kelly Gamont. Now, I fully expected to see you in new surroundings. What's happened?
Well, I have the keys, but we haven't moved yet. So, we have a place to stay already... we're going to do like some strategic painting and clean a carpet or two before we actually move in.
Okay. So I thought it was going to be something untoward, like you'd lost it or...
No, nothing like that.
You got keys to a house you couldn't find is not what I meant, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. We have the keys, but Wednesday, Mr. Kelly had laser eye surgery and Tuesday, I leave for Macworld, and I have a funeral to attend this weekend. So we've been very busy, and so it's going to be more making a list of stuff that needs to happen before I leave and while I'm gone. And then when I get back, we can worry about moving and that sort of thing. So hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll have a new background for you.
Excellent.
A more permanent background. You'll know it's the right one when you see my Think Different posters reappear over my shoulders.
Jolly good. Batwench in the chat room says, well done, Peanut. Very BBC. And Teresa says, yay, Peanut and TJ. It's good to have new people on. There you go.
Yes.
Proper welcome. In between them, also from the Philippines, between the three of you, there can be no bandwidth left on the entire island, I would have thought.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Carl, I forgot your name then. Sorry, mate. Carl Swagger.
How you doing? It's just a bandwidth lapse is all it is, man. That's all it is.
So the three megabits per second for the entire island, you've got... Well, no, you haven't got a megabit each because TJ's on about 0.2. 0.02.
Yeah. I think actually Peanut and I are actually taking TJ's bandwidth right now. It ain't a good thing.
You're a little bit skippy. I mean, it's, there's no lip sync for anybody tonight. And last but by no means least, William Green.
Hello, old chap.
How's it going?
Very good. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, now we've had a review, mate.
And
as with most of our reviews, you're included.
I don't want to know it.
It's from Arctic Musher. Thank you very much. And he said, I came across this podcast after a random search on iTunes and have now listened to the last 12 episodes and would recommend it as one of the best.
Awesome.
Except.
Huzzah. At last, I find a podcast delivered by people with the same interests and passions as myself, e.g. Max and photography. I listen to this on my weekly 3-hour commute to work, which makes my journey a pleasure. Cracking job, guys. And Kelly, keep up the good work. There you go, Kelly. You got a separate mention. Ewan, can you solve one of the great British mysteries for me, please? Why does Will Green spend more time on your show than on his own? Anyway, you can clear this up for us then, Green. You know what?
You know, there is... Well, okay, what it is, right?
Is I record weekly and you don't.
In all seriousness, there's two things really. Is one, I don't have to do any of the hard work, because if you don't make a podcast yourself, you probably don't realise how much hard work Ewan puts into editing this to make it sound as good as it does. So that's number one. So it's easier. I just come on, talk rubbish, and then go off again. And number two, it takes me ages. At the moment, I'm putting together a 4-track intro. You know the Tchaikovsky thing?
Yes.
From Swan Lake? Well, I'm doing a choral version of that for the intro of the next British Mac, which is taking bloody ages because I keep messing up.
You're actually singing it?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Are you singing it as yourself or as Alec Guinness?
No, I'm singing it as myself, and it starts as... so I'm singing it, and I'm doing it like multi-track, and then it goes into a big orchestral piece. And in all seriousness, it does. And it's taking blooming ages.
Where did you do the? Are you the orchestra as well then?
No. But it's I'm not doing that part. But to get the two to sort of mash up, as it were, is taking a long time. So you know that's the sort of quality of British Mac that you can't anticipate. And I'm also recording the video version as well, because it's been a while since that's been gone out. I've been doing that over Christmas too. So there it is.
Are you not even remotely scared that you're overhyping this?
No, not at all. No, I think it's going to be possibly the best podcast ever.
So stuff the European Podcast Awards. You're looking for a frigging BAFTA, aren't you?
I think so. I think it's up to that sort of level.
That's impressive, mate.
Anyway, the European Podcast Awards, I mean, it never happens, does it? They just pick one at random. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter how many votes you get.
There goes our vote.
You know, judging hasn't started yet, don't you, Will?
I know three other judges, right? Three other judges, and you can take it from me that it's just completely random. They put it in a hat and pick one out. So there we go.
Oh, that makes me feel bad because we finished third when we were Bagel Tech Mac last year.
You're right.
So,
well, you were quite lucky to be picked out third. They go into the pub, they put them all in a hat, they pick them out randomly, one at a time. Last year I was put in business for some reason. British Matt was put in business.
Well, that was probably because you were drunk when you entered it and you clicked on the wrong category.
I never entered the bloody thing. I never entered it.
Oh, well, someone else did it then, obviously.
I just appeared there, which is rather nice, isn't it? And anyway, isn't it nice to have three lovely people from the Philippines on the podcast? I reckon this podcast has got to be what, I don't know, I've never known a podcast have more Filipinas. Is it Filipinas or Filipinos?
Filipinos.
Or Filipinas.
Dude, Filipinas has got to be the title for the show today. I'm sorry, it just can't not be.
I didn't say Filipinas.
You said Filipinas.
I did not. I said Filipinas. Can you cut this bit out now? Can you edit me for the show? Because
you want me to edit this now?
Yeah, the whole thing. Get rid of the whole thing.
You'd be pleased to hear. I won't be getting that as a title then. Talking of, before we...
angry Filipinos coming around my door, knocking on saying, "Don't call us Filipinos."
If you're a judge on the European Podcast Awards, the views expressed by Will Green are those of Will Green and not the British Tech Network. We think it's a very venerable award. And we're up for it as well. We've got six podcasts nominated: the Mac Podcast, the Big Podcast, the Gamer Show, the Media Show, the iOS Show, and the Faux Show are all there. If you go to BritishTechNetwork.com and click on it, then you'll be taken to the voting page, and you can vote for us. And close your browser, open up again, and you can vote again. Please, please, please go and vote as much as you can. It closes on the 31st of January, so you've only got a week of voting left. Not even. So please sort yourselves out. Please get your butts over there, and please, please, please vote for us. I want us to win this year. Huzzah. We could.
In the meantime, citizens of the Philippines, Will Green looks forward to your letters.
Yeah, if you want to send the will@britishmac.com. Yeah, all hate mail gratefully received.
Thing you got to say about the people on this podcast who are from the Philippines, they're far younger and far better looking than any of us, aren't they?
We've got them in as ballast. we've got them in as ballast for you and me, mate.
Oh, so what is it?
Us old farts, aye. Should we do any Apple news, or should we just sign off now?
No.
The week in Apple. Unfortunately, it wasn't the best week, because they came out with record results for the quarter that they actually predicted. They were not far off estimations, and yet the stock market didn't like them. They had a 10% drop. They always get a little drop, but 10% is a fair old chunk, to be honest. And if you bought stock price at $700 and it's now at $514, you'd be pretty pissed off, I would have thought.
You'd be pissed.
Yeah.
And there's an article.
Worse than Facebook, actually.
Well, Cult of Mac had an article that they've got this picture of Phil Schiller on saying, "Is Apple doomed? Is it finished? Is it all over? Is it... Oh, woe is me."
Jeez.
I mean...
Can we talk about this for a second? How do you say...
I hope so.
...doomed? Oh, hi. I have a soapbox. Let me show you it.
Oh, start. Come on, Kelly.
Mm. Here we go.
Oh, she's warming up. She's cracked the knuckles. Now we're in trouble. Go. Go make a cup of tea.
10 iOS devices a second for an entire quarter. That's what it comes out to if you run the numbers and you know, time and math and whatever. 10 iOS devices a second for three solid months. How is that a company that's doomed? Apple made more than Microsoft, HP, and Dell put together. And yet, somehow they're doomed. This is a problem. Oh, it's so horrible. Blah, blah, blah. Shenanigans. I call complete shenanigans on the whole thing. Everything I've read from the analysts is that the analysts are saying it should have been 50 million iPhones, but it was only 48 and a half. So clearly Apple's doing something wrong. Why is Tim still running things? This wouldn't be the case if Steve were still here.
The other 1.5...
Blah, blah, blah.
The other 1.5 million were because Don had a couple of weeks away on the cruise, don't forget.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
about
that is true.
The takings in the Liverpool store were well down.
And don't forget about TJ only has half an iPhone now because he bent it. So that's where your 48 and a half comes in. Yeah.
No, that's the thing. Because CJ...
Tell people it's the prototype for the iPhone 6.
I've got it.
The iPhone 5 curve.
The 5 curve, here we go, shutting a car door, and it still works. It hasn't cracked the screen.
It's not a 5S, it's a 5C. And
I love the fact with TJ's Didio, I don't have to say hold it still because it stays still every 2 seconds anyway. But that's a curved iPhone right there, spot on. And but that's the thing, I think, TJ, you probably tweeted out at the end of the quarter that you got the curved iPhone 5 and everyone's holding off now because they're waiting for it to come out in January.
The TJ's the problem.
Yeah, TJ's the man to follow. Mm-mm. I mean, I can't believe that there's even remotely a story in this. Even just Apple aren't that bad.
The only reason the story is stock price took a hit. That's the reason.
Yeah, it's a broken system, isn't it? I mean, it's all based on. There was an article on the BBC about half an hour after the earnings call. You know, when they recorded these record profits. I mean, the profits they made this quarter is the fourth biggest profit any company ever made in the history of the universe. And if you go to the BBC website, earnings disappoint. But the earnings disappoint the analysts who just pull the figures out of...
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And, you know, the BBC rightly were reporting what was being said, but, you know, it's a broken system. It's purely just based on analyst reactions and not on the actual performance of the company. I'm just getting so sick and tired of it now. It's just
that's the closest I've ever seen you to animated, Don. That was you pissed off.
Yeah, it just racks me off big time because it's just silly.
Well, the thing is, the idea of the stock price though is it's futures, isn't it? I mean, it's where they think it's going, etc. It's not where it's been. You can mm-hmm. record the fourth biggest profit in history, but if they figure that you're not being inventive enough, I mean, is there no date or anything yet for it? There's nothing at all coming for a keynote, is there?
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, they've just released, you know, they refreshed the entire product range in the last 3 months, basically, everything except for the Mac Pro. So, and they're talking about, you know, there's no innovation since Steve left, but the poor guy's only been gone 18 months.
Oh, I think that's absolute rubbish.
It's just ludicrous, it really is. How they can worry so much about a company. I think, I've read it several times that, you know, people are saying people have a good feeling about Apple because they're reported on them in the, you know, the old Apple when it certainly was, you know, quite likely doomed, and that they can't get out of that mindset now. They can't understand or they can't believe that a company could have turned around so much and be in such a strong position that it's, you know, it's inevitable it's all going to go, you know, it just wrecks me.
Pear shape? Are you trying to say pear shape?
Something else, but yeah.
he was going to give me some editing. I mean,
I'd like to ask Kelly something.
Go on.
I just saw on Business Insider that Apple stock could go as low as $336. Whoa. What do you think?
Really?
That's what they say, because they say Apple is now moving into its X growth phase.
Go on, Kelly.
It is doomed.
It's all doomed. Go on, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Honestly, since the day Steve Jobs... You know, I was watching this morning the trailer to the new Jobs film with a small J and a uppercase, yes. OBS.
With Ashton Kutcher, yeah.
And I was watching that, and to see Steve Jobs come out on stage, it was like magical. It was fantastic, you know. Like, it was real sort of whacked me in the heart for Steve Jobs. And Apple is doomed to become a mediocre company the way they're going. And Samsung are going to just wipe the floor with them. You can see it. The writing's on the wall. Doomed. Absolutely. Don's only worried because they won't keep buying screencasts online. If they're doomed, I reckon Samsung Online, Don. That's where you want to go.
Samsung Online.
Whatever.
That well-known growth market. I mean, what's the clamour like in the Philippines for Apple products over you know Samsung or over other ones?
Interestingly, I did a story on the Tech Transfer 2012, and most of the analysts I spoke to, they said pretty much, number one, it was the year of the local smartphones, meaning cheap Android phones like this one. Believe it or not, this is a dual SIM Android. I got it for 6,700 pesos. That's about 120 US.
Right.
Yeah.
And imagine that compared to buying an iPhone 5, which is about $1,000 US.
Mm.
So, you know, it's 10% of the price, but, and guess what? This has a TV. Look,
that
antenna.
Well, that antenna makes all the difference.
That's something that is popular over here, though, and it is dual SIMs, because with the carriers and things, there's so many, particularly with like prepaid over here, you have you know, lots of deals and stuff where you've got,
exactly.
Well, you know, say Sun or Globe or whatever.
Star Mobile.
Oh, Star Mobile.
Yes. Well built. This is called the Astra. So it was a big hit over Christmas, actually, when it first came out.
But $100.
Television inside as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you can watch local TV.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. What a marvelous age we live in, eh, Will?
I know. Why does Steve think of this? Why didn't Steve put a TV in his phone?
Can you pick up the wireless with us as well?
Yes, and some of us who live down south have locks on our doors as well.
I do want to add one little thing to it, though, and I think hopefully this won't anger Don, but I think the reason why analysts are a bit jumpy with Apple right now is I think, personally, I'm starting to wonder if they're getting too much products in the Apple stream. They've done the 8-inch, which they said they'd never do. The iPhone 5, as great as it is, didn't seem as far enough leap as what we thought it was going to be. And, you know, Apple's always kept us guessing, but it does seem like that they've had to try and do more since the leader that we know as Steve is no longer with us. And I think that's where people are getting jumpy. I don't know if they're seeing that right now. They're not seeing that push forward like, I don't know, that they conjured up in their mind thinking that they need to see. But there is a little bit of too much going on at Apple right now. And that's got investors worried, possibly.
And then you don't forget the firing of some certain key people. You know, rock the confidence of the investors.
I wheeled this gray-haired old fart onto stage to talk about, you know, incremental updates to various products, and the magic's gone. The magic has gone.
Are you just being antagonistic, Will? Are you really believing this? I can't tell anymore.
Well, I suppose I'm trying to... I don't know. You know,
he's trying to make me come over there, is what he's trying to do.
Don't make Kelly come over here.
But I am a bit... I do miss the old days, a little bit. I just wish they had a more dynamic leader, I suppose. And I think you're right. I think they should slow down the release of products because this sort of continual... They've gone through a six-month cycle instead of a one-year cycle, haven't they? Well, everybody seems to think that. And I don't think that's a good idea. And I think I'm bored with iOS and I'm bored with the boring design. It's boring. It's all boring. They need to spice it up a bit.
Now here's the thing. Let's just think for a minute. Of the entire product line that you've got at Apple at the moment, where does the hand of Steve Jobs end? Where was the last thing that he touched?
He's got like years down the line of prototypes. Or
yeah, we haven't seen
it
yet.
At least 2-3 years down the line that stuff were like in line before he died. So we should not worry that, you know, his hand has touched at least the next 2 or 3 models of each product, hopefully.
So, I mean, my point would be, I can't believe that Steve Jobs had a hand in the 7-inch.
Of course he did.
I can't believe that. Because he was so anti it.
Well, it's not a 7-inch, it's an 8-inch.
Yeah, it's an 8-inch, yeah, he would say, yeah.
All right, sorry,
that's
the 8-inch. The mini.
That's pure Steve, though. He'd say, no, we don't do 7 inches, we do 8 inches.
Of Mr.
He was against it until he wasn't. I mean, that's always been Steve's...
No, I agree. It always has been.
They'll never do an iPod. They'll never do an iPod video. They'll never do that ever.
So,
yeah, why would you ever put video on that screen? Oh, that's right. Here it is now.
I've got a feeling that the next iPhone, he had nothing to do with. I just think the next iPhone, he had nothing to do with. I don't think he had anything to do with the iPod, the iPad Mini. I don't think he had a great deal to do with the 4 because the timescales are wrong. If you're looking at the update cycle of these things at 2 years, perhaps in terms of development, 2 years takes you back to 2009, 10, and at 2009, 10 to 10.6, he was too ill. He wasn't there.
Let's say that's true. That's a good thing then, because he is constrained. They can't make enough of the damn thing to sell them. They're constrained on selling the iPhone 4 and 4S, or is it just the 4S now that's said in the earnings call? They couldn't make enough to meet demand as well as the iPhone 5. So, you know, all these products, I think the biggest problem they've got is they can't make them quick enough. That's the biggest problem they've got.
I think the hand of Jobs is not on all of the current product line by any stretch of the imagination. And I think it's, I think they've done what they've done. This is Tim Cook's product line with Johnny Ive and with Eddie Q and all of those kind of guys. This is, I think from this point forward, everything that comes out is a sans job. I don't even know about the, there would have been a little bit maybe with the, because they had the patent for the Thunderbolt connector to the curved back. That was about 2 years ago, and Jobs was still alive then, but he wasn't at the campus, and that was the pattern for it. So I really don't think that there's anything in this product line at the moment that's good, that's about to come out that's had Jobs on it at all.
I totally disagree.
Go on then, Kelly.
Well, I think even when he was ill, he wasn't far. I mean, it wasn't like he never worked. It wasn't like he never made a decision. It wasn't like anybody kept him completely out of the loop. They couldn't have built this and then had him come back. And if they had been far enough along, in the, it doesn't matter how far along the development process they were, when he came back, if he didn't like it, he would have killed it. And we know he has no compunction about doing so, because when he came back in the first place, when he first returned, he killed all of it. He killed all the licensing deals. He killed, like, tons of product lines and said, we have two computers. We have a tower and we have an iMac.
Yeah, yeah.
Done.
I grant you, he was all powerful.
Yeah, so he could have killed it if they had been working on this while he was away. And so I think they absolutely did. I think it absolutely had his approval. And I think that we still haven't seen the end of what he at least had a hand in. Even if it wasn't he walked in one day and said, we need to build this, I think that there may not be as strong an imprint going forward, but I think we still haven't seen the last of what he said. You know what would be awesome? I still think there's at least a couple of those coming. And I think that if Apple is trying to line up their product cycles, it makes sense that they would go to... if they're trying to get things to happen later in the year for Christmas, which is kind of a smart thing to do, I think what they should have done is what they did, which is release two upgrades in a year instead of release an upgrade and then wait 18 months to do the next one. I think biting the bullet and doing it twice in 1 year instead of spacing it out the other way with a year and a half in between instead of half a year was a much better way to go. Because maybe now we'll start getting things in September, October, which was where the iPod used to be anyway, and now it's kind of where the phone is, and so now maybe October is just going to be an iOS event instead of splitting up the iPad and the iPod, and everybody can decide that they want one for Christmas.
You know, something I'm curious about, because we're going post-Steve, after-Steve, and all this, and somebody like, well, because Peanut just told us that she started with iPhone 4, went to a 4S, and I guess you have a 5 now. From that point of view, are you seeing progression in products? Because she's kind of removed from us. Are you seeing a progression in products, or are you seeing just a rehash?
I'm honestly just seeing a rehash.
Really?
Yes.
You think the 5 is the 4?
I think it's so. I like it, but I'm not going to say it's completely different from the 4S or even the 4. Although it is much faster, but I don't think it's really that much different.
No.
But it's never been marketed as such, though, has it? They've always said it's an iteration on, you know, a design and a... you know, the actual overall phone itself each time. I mean, they actually come out and say that. You know, we deliberately haven't gone away and completely revamped everything. It's an iteration. It's a refinement of, you know, things they've built on before.
Yeah. But, you know, when I get to see my old 4S, you'd really see the difference. And I always tell my friends who are still on the 4S, you do not need to get the iPhone 5, but if you are on the 4, then you should.
Oh, well, that's always been the same, though. You didn't go from 3 to 3G. It was not necessary. You didn't go from 3G to 4. So, you know, that's kind of consistent. It's always been a do one, miss one, do one, miss one.
True. Although Siri kind of changed that a little bit. I think there's a lot of people that were on a 4, and then a year later, they're, oh, I've got to talk to my phone. I want to have a relationship with my phone. So I think that kind of changed cycles.
Have you all done Siri, Who Let the Dogs Out?
What?
What? No.
Go to Siri and do Who Let the Dogs Out.
Let me try that.
Here we go.
Siri, who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? Siri.
I couldn't find any places matching.
Who let the dogs out?
That's beautiful.
There we go. Kelly's got it.
Yeah, I got it too.
There you go.
I got it.
That's awesome. No, I have asked her who lives in the pineapple under the sea.
And what's the answer come back? SpongeBob.
SquarePants.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Alice is going to love that.
But she does tell you.
She, he. It's a he.
Lives in the pineapple under the sea.
It's a he here, but it's a she there.
Yeah. I have a lady voice.
That's.
Guess you didn't hear me.
You got SpongeBob SquarePants as well. Peanut, no?
No, I didn't get it. I don't think she heard me. See, that's my question. How often do you guys use Siri?
Well, I would love to use it more often if I could, if I had better internet speed. Seriously.
Actually, yeah.
How about you guys over there?
3G, it's just too slow. But I'm thinking when LTE really rolls out this year and 3G speeds are decent, I think you'll see a lot more people using Siri. I think you'll see a lot more people dictating text, dictating, you know, input for emails and whatnot. There was a time when I was in the U.S., Kyle, for the last finals in Miami, my hotel had blazing fast internet speed. I wrote a whole column without touching a keyboard. I dictated the whole damn thing on my phone. I was done in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
I was like, wow. I didn't realize it could be that good and that fast. If your internet speed is fast enough, you can dictate so much. I was like blabbering off a paragraph. Then I stopped. Then bam, it's like in 2 seconds, it's written on my phone. And I was happy. I can't wait to get better internet speed. And then we'll really see if people will use Siri. But for now, I think the slow speeds is slowing down the adoption. I think so.
Is the problem with Siri the fact that you want to talk to it like the computer on Star Trek? You want it to ask to do things rather than following set patterns of here's what Siri can do. And there's no manual, is there? There's nothing that says here's the type of things you can ask Siri. You kind of just figure it out for less. It's a holistic learning experience. And then you see an article on Engadget or you see it on Cult of Mac where someone says, oh, have you done Who Let the Dogs Out? And it goes, who. But that's the way you learn what Siri can do for you. You don't learn it because Apple tells you what Siri can do with you. And that people want to say, computer, open the space doors, rather than... Pod bay doors, there we
go.
But, you want to do things that are more like, I want you to call the wife and I want you to add a reminder on to so-and-so and then I want you to send a text to Ellis and a tweet to Kyle. And it doesn't do that. Yeah.
Not all at the same time.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys use Siri a lot or no, not really?
Not as much.
No, I must admit, I don't use it at very much at all. Occasional dictation, setting alarms and stuff, I tend to use it more.
Yeah, setting alarms is what I find useful for.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
Beyond that, not really.
Reminder, I use it to send the odd text if I'm driving or if I haven't got my glasses. But if you ever get a text off me when I'm not got my glasses on, don't read too much into it because if the speech recognition is not that good, then I may offend.
Don, if you set an alarm with Siri, do you just go into the alarm to double check it's done it?
No, because it echoes back to you, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've got a 3GS.
No, it just confirms that it set the alarm. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
and
good.
Like when you want to send a text, I'll tell it to text my husband, blah blah whatever. And then it will go, here's your text, do you want me to send it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say yes or no or change it if you need to.
I'm not saying...
Just so everybody knows, Will is still on the Plex platform.
I was going to say, I'm not saying that Will's iPhone is old or it had a previous owner, but when he went into the text, he found a list of animals duplicated.
It works very well, thank you very much.
Will just found out about copy and paste.
Now then, go on. No, go on, mate. I haven't got anything interesting to say.
Nor have I, to be honest.
Well, go on, but yours is probably less interesting than mine.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
I use Siri a lot for directions. I'll tell you guys, like, if I'm trying to get somewhere, I'll ask her, like, how do I get to whatever it is from here? And that is usually really helpful. For me personally, I have found that what is exciting about Siri is that it just works. Because a lot of voice recognition, particularly does, particularly the more recent voice recognition, doesn't do very well with a female voice. Even though I have kind of a deep voice for a woman, it still doesn't necessarily like mine very well. So I've had a really hard time using anything that takes voice recognition in the past. And Siri gets me about probably 95 to 100% of the time. I have very little problem getting...
You want to try speaking like Alec Guinness?
Siri can understand. So.
And try speaking like Alec Guinness, that'll solve your problem.
It's a gimmick, though, isn't it? Let's be honest with you. Here's my point, and I'll bring it back to the beginning, in a sense, is I've had iPhones from the very first one, and I've got a 3GS, and why would I bother upgrading? Because there's nothing... The operating system isn't particularly massively improved. There's nothing I'm missing on my 3GS that would make me think, oh, I've got to have an iPhone 5 or whatever. There's nothing. I mean, what is it? In fact, if anything, it's got worse with the crappy maps and all that, and... I'm trying to wind Dan up, but he's not biting at all, is he?
No, life's too short.
I upgraded, honestly, I upgraded from the 4 to the 4S for a camera. That was really what I wanted, was a better camera. And Siri was a bonus.
And you didn't get it.
For me, but I did get a better camera. The camera in the 4S is better than the camera in the 4. That was one of the big selling points of upgrading to the 4S when it first was released, was that the camera is much better, and it is. And so, for me, that was the reason that the upgrade was worth it, was because I use my camera constantly. So I was very excited to be able to get a better camera. So for me, that was the big difference. I think the reason that we're having a lot of complaining from people like Will about not everything being new and dazzling is that the technology. Mobile technology has been around long enough. It's sort of, I think, settling into its place. I think I much prefer maturity to a new version every year or two and having to learn a bunch of stuff over again. So I'm much happier with sort of the magic of it being taken away and being able to use something that is reasonably robust, pretty stable, has a lot of applications available for it, so I can do a lot of things. I think that's, for me, the preferred method. However, I am apparently not a tech commentator with device ADD, so I don't need to use it. And then once the new smell wears off, you know, wait for the next thing and then complain about the one I have until something better comes
smell
along.
Smellware? Is that like malware, but better?
No, like the new car smell. So, you know, fresh off.
Oh,
the
got
floor.
You. Smellware. Okay.
No. Sorry. But I feel like I would much rather use something that's stable and solid and works well and is reasonably responsive and does what I want than, you know, have to learn a bunch of new stuff or feel like I'm hindered because there's some giant glaring feature that my device is lacking. So I'm kind of glad, because what's going to be nice about everything sort of coming to that point of maturity as far as operating systems on mobile devices is... Then you're going to have to start competing on features. What are you doing better? What are you doing easier? What are you doing faster? What are you doing in a more creative fashion, in a nicer fashion than what the other guy is doing? And that'll be actual competition. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's a depressing monologue, that was. Because you want it to be different. You want it to be new. You want it to be...
Wait, man,
you want it to break. You got to fix it. You got to explore it. You got to... Get excited by your tech. I don't want it to work all the time. I want it to be a bit shit.
No, Will, you're a geek, aren't you? And we're geeks like fixing things, and we like new shiny stuff, and we like being challenged, and we like, you know, learning about new stuff. But Apple's philosophy with the iPhone is that they want it to be a stable platform that people learn how to use, and then once they've learned how to use it, they can use it then, you know, they can use their iPad, they can switch between the iPhone and the iPad very easily. They can switch between the iPad and the Mac easily now. We're seeing lots of changes in the Mac OS, making it more like iOS, and, you know, even changing the names of the apps and the icons, etc. But, you know, that's the whole thing, that they want it to be nice and stable and settled so people can learn how to use it and then take that knowledge on when they buy the next device. I mean, I find so many people who've got Android phones that they'll say, oh, I've got one of these new touchscreen phones and I don't know how to use half the things on it. You know, I don't even know what it does half the time. But you'll never hear people who use an iPhone say that, because, you know, it's so simple to use. And they don't really want to make it too complex. They don't want to make it break, so we have to fix it all the time.
No, it's nice, isn't it? I remember things in the old days. I like it that you can just use it and it doesn't do anything exciting or anything like that. I like to get up in the morning and I put my iPhone on.
The chat room has already come back on Will's point about he would like it to be a little bit different. John Wynn's always said, a bit like your accents and impressions, Will. Now, allegedly... Have you got your pebble yet, Don?
No, not yet. No, no.
The pebble's supposed to be hitting imminently.
They've shipped the first 500, I think, and they're starting to ramp up production now. So,
well, yours will be number one, surely.
I don't know. I can't remember when I bought it now. It's so long ago now, but it'll turn up eventually. I'm not desperately worried about it.
So we want a full review when it gets there. Anyone else ordered one?
I want one. I haven't ordered.
Yeah, well, I ordered a black one, and apparently they're doing the black ones first. A friend of mine ordered a grey one, but I think they're going to ship all the black ones out first because they're easier to manufacture and get out the door. So, I don't know, next month or two, it might turn up.
Anyone else going to get one?
I'll wait till TJ and Don get one so they can see if it's crap or not, then I'll spend my money.
I'll try to break it.
how proof is it of the car door?
There you go.
Pebble's already curved, TJ. You don't have to do it yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Won't that be lucky? People are saying as well that the new Apple TV is going to come and look like that, which I find very difficult. That's a Bang & Olufsen hybrid horror thing. And it's still got front row on the front, which, I mean, if one thing has to happen this year, it's front row has got to go.
Gotta go.
Isn't
it? That Apple TV sub menu.
Yeah, God, that's still there. You can't loop scroll or anything. It's crap. And they're saying that in the UK you won't need a TV license to watch TV through your Apple TV, which is absolute bunkum.
Mm.
You still do need it. Did you see there was an article this week that there was 114,000 black and white licenses still out there, and apparently. If you're only watching TV through a computer, you only need a black and white license. You don't need a colour license.
I've got to ask this question. Will?
Have you got 14,000 black and white TV?
For my Christmas present, I had a Palm Z22, which is a real beauty.
Does it still work?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I got it from eBay. I was really excited about it, and I've enjoyed putting it through its paces, which is rather, its pace is rather slow, which I don't mind so much.
Its pace is rather slow. You bought a piece of 25-year-old technology.
Yes. But it still works. It still works with OS 10. What are we doing now? It's a Mountain Lion, isn't it? Mountain Lion. Yeah. I wonder when they're going to kill all this silly cat thing. Because I get confused by the whole thing. I don't know anybody else. But,
well, there's got to be a new OS this year, no? Is there going to be a new OS?
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, there's stuff out there. What? There's beta stuff going around right now, I read this week.
Yeah, that's upgrades to 10.8, though, isn't it? It's not 10.9.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is the year for Thunder Chicken. I don't know.
Thunder Cats.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Thunder Cats.
There is also an application that you can now get in the chat room for measuring what size of condom you require.
That's good.
Which Will be using quite heavily.
Oh, no, it's all finished now. I've got done. Two children. Don't need that anymore.
And also, China, the income from China was up 67% for Apple. That's a bit of an increase, isn't it? That's a nice-looking store as well. Mm. I wish ours looked like that.
That's amazing, isn't it? Where's that, then?
That's in Beijing, I think.
Beijing, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, supposedly, and I think I heard this from you, TJ, we're supposed to be getting an Apple store here sometime soon?
Years? That was debunked. I read about that, and I'm trying to retrace back what the story about that was. There's going to be an Apple premium reseller at a ground floor of a new building in the new business district, but it wasn't going to be an Apple store. I think what it was sucks. the mix of the rumors of that was right before iTunes Philippines launched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it actually was, that there were deals being done and talking to some local record labels, and it was iTunes Philippines that was launched up, not the actual Apple Store Philippines. I doubt. I think Singapore should get one before us, right?
No.
Okay. I want us to get one first, but you know, Hong Kong's got two, Singapore has none. So there you go.
Well, I mean, people listen to say, oh, I mean, the Philippines and then Hong Kong, and it sounds like it's a short jaunt, but Hong Kong really isn't a short jaunt for you, is it? It's not like
Europe for us. Oh, no, it's not a hop, skip, and a jump by any means, no.
No.
Well, from here, it's what? No. 2 hours and a half of a flight.
Yeah. That's enough.
That's Portland to LA. 2 hours and change on a plane.
Yeah, it's a long way. Origin. Yeah.
And the only buddy on this panel that would, you know, do that, well, Don's done that, you know, he'd go on a 48-hour flight to get the first iPhone. We know Don, but...
He's got a private jet, haven't you, Don?
No. Yeah, yes.
I have a picture of that private jet with screencast on all the side, if you recall. Don's jet was one of the first episodes of the Mac Show.
Yes, it was.
Only.
Origin is out. This is Origin for Mac. It's headed up by EA... the game developers and software developers, and effectively it's going to be an updatable software platform for your Mac that will run EA Sports and EA Games in Windows. There you go. Not Windows as in Windows the platform, as in Windows on your Mac, as in environments on your Mac. It's an anti-piracy move, I think, but they're asking for beta testers now if you want to join up and have a go. Anyone excited?
They've been talking about it for a while, haven't they? That,
they were at Alpha a little while back, yeah.
It makes sort of make the whole sort of industry's moving towards centralized. Like, well, it's going back in time, isn't it? Sort of almost thin clients, really, aren't they? And it sort of, in a way, it makes sense.
It goes back to what TJ was saying about the fact that you need a connection, and the connections aren't up to it at the minute.
No, they're not. And I'm heavily into Google, and. And that can be a right pain in the ass, because it's if you're on a train and stuff and you haven't got a connection, your life stops. Well, your productivity stops to a certain extent. So
have you got Chrome OS then on? Hmm? Are you running Chrome OS when you're on the train?
Yeah. So I use Chrome all the time, and I'm really, you know, my working world revolves around that. And Mail, I think, for Mountain Lion, it's very buggy. It's a bit dodgy, but you have to still then resort to a local client when you're on the train and stuff like that. And it's such a shame that's the sort of seamless integration between the two worlds. It isn't there yet. I'm sure it will be. Yeah, the offline Gmail portion of Google Apps for business is. It's okay, but it's not quite there yet, is it? And I think this is the same sort of thing, isn't it? It's different. How can you be connected all the time? You know, be honest, how can you? But maybe with games, it probably will work, won't it? Because you'll be in one place all the time, maybe.
Well, hopefully you won't have to authorize every time you start it, but we shall see. And if you are on your own, then don't worry, because the bowl to end all bowls is out there. There's a person here eating noodles, but you could be eating cornflakes, Will, at breakfast, and it holds your iPhone, so you can still use it and check your social media while you're eating your scran.
I put my iPhone in my pants in the morning. Works quite well. If you're sitting on the toilet, I use my iPhone, my pants as a little cradle for my iPhone to watch, you know, the BBC News or something like that. I can't be on my own.
I wish I hadn't put that story up now.
Well, I wish you wouldn't have either. It makes you see noodles in a totally different way.
I've got an image in my head I'm never going to scrub out.
I like it.
Does that bowl charge your phone, or does it just hold it there?
No, it my pants heat up overnight. Oh, we're talking about the bowl. Sorry.
It should charge it when the soup is hot enough. The hotter the soup, the faster the charge.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Steam power charging.
Steam.
There you go.
There you go. That's all the news there was in Apple Week. That's not bad, really, actually, for us.
We're not going to talk about the supposed, not supposed, supposedly coming, not going to come, 4.8-inch, 4.6, 0.1, whatever the hell.
Oh, go on then, Carl.
We're not going to talk about
cheap iPhone.
The cheap iPhone, that article's been retracted, but what about 4.8-inch? Are they going to go up to a 4.8-inch phone or not?
Is that the iPhone math? Is that what they call the iPhone math?
Well, there's, I don't know about that.
Supposedly, it's a code name.
The iPhone Max or whatever it is, yeah.
iPhone Math, Max. Yeah. So is it coming then or what? Don, you would know.
Yeah, who knows? Don's got it on pre-order already.
Yeah. Tim Cook was asked a direct question during the earnings call as to, you know, whether or not he felt they had the right size screen, and he just trotted out the same response, saying that they thought that the new iPhone 5 was the best size screen to you know, to give the extra space and to still have it manageable with a single hand. But I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they don't, and it's just the, you know, pure misdirection again that they might bring out a bigger phone, or they might bring out an iPad. A variant of the iPad mini with phone connectivity possibly, but we shall have to wait and see.
The only thing I can say is that I think the iPad mini has shaken them a little bit, because I think they thought that they'd probably have a market for it and they'd probably sell a few, but I didn't think that they thought they would have anywhere near the kind of response that they had for iPad mini, and I think it's made them go back to their other form factors and second guess whether they have got the right form factors or not. And the Samsung Galaxy S3 at 4.8 inches in the Note and those kind of things are very good buys. They're very popular because of screen size.
I would love to know TJ's take on this, because TJ came from an iPad 1, and I think you went to an iPad mini, correct? That was like your next upgrade.
Yep. I didn't buy it on the 2 nor the 3. And my reasons being were the selling point from the 1 to the 2 is like it's faster, it's thinner, it's lighter. I never complained with my iPad 1 being slow, fat, and heavy. Same with the 3. I'm like, okay, yippee, wow, there's a better camera. But I have a great camera on my phone. Why would I need a better camera on my iPad? I feel sorry when I see people doing this with their iPads. Like, smile. Like, oh, God, that's a horrible photo. But, you know, finally, when the iPad mini came out, I'm like, now that's interesting. You know, I'm all about smaller, more compact. I mean, I've ditched the MacBook Pro for the MacBook Air. So I'm all about being lighter and more, you know, movable. I go around with this now, a little, you know, man purse. I used to go around with this darn thing, my big-ass backpack. I used to have my MacBook Pro in there and everything. So it saved my back. It saved my wallet with cheaper gadgets as well. You know, they're pretty much half the price. The Air is half the price of the Pro. The Mini is half the price of the regular iPad. So more economical. It's cooler, I think, too. I'm very happy with the small size factor. So I think it wouldn't be out of them to, you know, try and make the phone a different size. But I'm happy with this size for the iPhone 5. I don't know about 4.8, but, you know, it's something you might want to consider.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I wouldn't buy it, honestly. And the reason why I say that is because I was at the time where I was thinking, am I going to get a new iPhone or am I going to go the Android route? And this, I've said this before on the show. As soon as I held the Samsung Galaxy 3 in my hand, it just didn't feel right. It just felt too big. It felt too... And I didn't like the plasticky feeling. Don't get me wrong. I mean, that was another factor that I just didn't like about it. But it just... It's funny that they said in that keynote that it should just sit in your hand and with the thumb and everything. But you really think about that. That is how you use the phone. And you are reaching all over the place on a Galaxy 3, where the iPhone just feels... It just feels better in the hand.
I've got the split keyboard on the iPhone, on the iPad mini, and I type quite happily with the split keyboard. So if it was a solid keyboard across, I'd agree with you, but the split keyboard works just fine.
I use Kenny Everett hands. Remember the Kenny Everett hands?
You've got a pair of those, have you?
Yep.
Very dexterous, mate.
I can put anything in and use it in one
hand. Yeah, jolly good.
Right, that's probably a UK-only joke, isn't it?
Maybe. Kenny Everett. You need to Google Kenny Everett.
I wouldn't buy a bigger phone either. And for me, it's two important logistical reasons. Number one, this is all the hand I have. It's not.
But you're shorty, though.
Yeah, I know. I have itty-bitty Japanese schoolgirl hands or whatever. And that's fine. But also, as a girl, I wear girls' jeans. And girls' jeans have teeny-weeny pockets. And as it is, the 4 fits... just fine. A 5 might fit in my pocket, and I primarily carry my phone in my pocket. So if that phone gets any bigger than an iPhone 5, I'm not going to buy one because I'm not going to put it in my purse 100% of the time. It's still going to have to live in my pocket. And if it's going to live in my pocket, it needs to fit in my pocket. So until Apple starts making girls' jeans with a pocket that will fit it, then I can't buy a bigger phone than a 5.
There's another thought.
The iPants, yes.
The iPants are coming.
And no, I don't mean those stupid jeans with the built-in keyboard. I mean an actual, honest-to-God phone pocket. Because girls' pockets are very, very small. It's really not fair.
Has Scotty got them? No, Scotty vest. Do they do a pair of girls' jeans?
I don't think so.
Tactical pants?
Maybe, but maybe. I doubt they're anything.
Are you a tactical pants kind of girl?
I could be.
I could be for the right money. Yeah, no, I could be a tactical pants girl.
World, it would definitely make sense.
Jolly good.
Then I wouldn't have to carry a bag around with me, and that would be great.
This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. They're our sponsors. We love them to bits. Please, 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 if you love British Tech Network, support them, because they pick up all the bandwidth for all of the shows, and they mean that we don't get a huge bill at the end of the month, which would put us out of business effectively. We had 65,000 downloads of the Mac Show last week, so without them we'd have been lost completely. If you want anything for the web, go and check them out. Go to britishtechnetwork.com, use the sponsors page, use the click through, even if you just want to sign into your own account, buy your stuff from them, use the offer codes that they give us, and pa-ching, you've helped us and you helped your own pocket as well. They're brilliant. Please, please, please support UK2.net. Love them to bits. Right then, have we got any cool things? Don, do you have a Mac cool thing for us?
I've got an iOS cool thing. iOS app 3 just came out, I think, over the last day or two, and that's Vine. If you've used it as yet, it's this new application. I'm not sure, is it actually by Twitter?
Yes, it's actually by Twitter. That's right.
Yeah, it's an application that allows you to take, in effect, a number of small video clips that get compiled into a single video clip and then sort of loop. But you can only really sort of take about 6 seconds worth of video. And it's really neat the way it works. Very simple. You basically just touch the screen and it records a segment of video, let go and it stops. Touch the screen again, it records another piece, let go, it stops. It just does that till you fill up the 6 second buffer, and then you can post it. You can post it to Twitter. You can post it to Facebook as well, I think. And I've not really used it myself. I've got it on the phone and I've had a play with it. I've not posted anything as of yet, but I've seen some really nice short clips of video that people start to do. And I think it's going to be very effective.
6 second video, exclaims the chat room. What can you do in 6 seconds, says Booker? That sounds like a competition for next week.
No, it's there's some really neat, go and have a look at the website. There's some neat ones that have been posted. If you get the app, you can actually go to the featured or best of clips, and you can see some of those.
The world's fastest screencast online.
Very tutorial. Good.
Seconds. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Here's how to reboot your phone. Okay, bye.
Bookery in the no, that takes 15 seconds. Bookery in the chat room says gone in 6 seconds. Very good. Absolutely. Peanut, now you've kind of thrown this on you. You're not allowed to pick your own app either. That's crazy.
Oh, that's not fair.
I was invited for that.
Lulu.
Exactly.
I pick Lulu because my company invented it. Have you got anything that's cool for Apple?
I actually have this Logitech. I'm not sure if you guys have covered this already. The ultra thin Bluetooth keyboard.
Yeah, we love those. No, they're beautiful.
I use this for my iPad.
They're superb, aren't they?
Very good.
Do you guys see that? I'm not sure if it's choppy right now.
Yeah, we saw it. It's fine.
Yeah, so I have the white one for my iPad.
I just got it recently. Same thing, and I love it. It is ridiculously helpful.
The nicest keyboard that's not an Apple keyboard.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Good pick, Mrs. About £100 here in the UK, £89, but prices may differ with your local supplier.
I don't know what it is. How much is that in peso here?
About $1,000, no doubt.
I got it for $80. I got it from Amazon, though.
Oh, it's $80, and so. Yeah, so it's probably about 6,000 pesos here with the exchange now.
But that's cheaper than we can get it in the UK. So
that's true. It is, yeah.
Good price. Mm-hmm. Excellent. TJ, what have you got for us, mate? Any cool things?
Have you all tried this out?
No. Talk us through it.
The iFlash drive.
Oh, the flash drive, 32 gig?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen this.
Supposedly, if you want it to work with the iPhone 5, you got to put this in. And basically, you can grab any video, photo, document file from a laptop through the USB and straight to your phone. But the catch is you can only view it on their application. You can't copy the actual files to your phone. On the flip side, from your phone, you can grab videos and photos if you need to unload space and get it on this drive and straight to a laptop or a computer. But then you still have to manually erase it on your Photos app, but it's pretty handy. It's just slow. I wish it would be faster. It's quite pricey, especially when you get the higher gigabyte capacity. I did not buy this. The supplier here locally lent this to me to try it out. But if I'm not mistaken, I think the 8 gigabyte goes for about... I forget the price. I completely forget the price. I'm blanked out.
You have an incoming call from Dawn.
So I don't know if Kyle, have you seen this here?
No, I have not, actually. It looks pretty cool, though, because I've seen it before just on tech feeds and stuff. No, I haven't seen it.
I saw this feature to the Mac Life magazine before. I saw the print, and I'm like, oh, that is awesome. Hopefully it gets here eventually. I looked for it in the States my last trip. I couldn't find it in any Apple stores. And finally, it's here. Interesting, it's a the Indian guy who runs an Indian restaurant, and he brings this in. He's diversified. He runs this kebab place down at the port. So, interesting little gadget.
So, if you're in the Philippines and you're looking for a 32 gigabyte flash drive for your iPhone, see an Indian guy at the fort.
There you go. Go to this Indian restaurant first.
That's perhaps possibly the most specific pick we've ever had.
There you go.
I'm sure they're available on eBay. Cheers, mate. Well done. Kelly, what have you got for us, girl?
I have an app called, an iOS app called Calendar Paste. And what it does is it gives you a template so that you can insert an event into your calendar. And I like it because I can set mine up with prefabbed events. So I have recording a podcast and talking to a Mac user group and lunch with Gene. And because those are all things that I do on a regular basis and need to schedule. But I don't necessarily do them at the same time each week, aside from this show. So what I do is tap on it, and then it's already got the calendar and the alerts and everything filled in for me, and then I just go in and hit the template, and it makes recording those events a lot easier.
Excellent. Good one. Carl,
I was going to be a big fan of that, but it actually has been super handy.
No, good. Actually, sounded great.
The reason why I didn't jump in is because I knew Kelly had one little extra thing to say.
Oh, go on.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Kyle, what's yours?
My pick. I almost think I've done this before, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it again. It's virtual tennis. And the reason why is because we're in the middle of the Australian Open right now. And
Andy's doing all right, isn't he? Andy Murray's doing all right.
Yeah, Andy Murray did all right. Yeah, he beat Federer, which I wasn't very happy about, to be honest.
Yeah, Andy Murray's going to win.
But it's a fun little game, and it's a bit expensive. I think it's $4.99 on the App Store, but I'm trying to actually get it to it. And the play's actually pretty good, too. I mean, some people complain that it's a little jerky is the word I'm looking for. I can't get it to load right now, so maybe it is jerky. But I find it really entertaining. You've got a whole bunch of different courts. You can do the Wimbledon type experience. You can do the hard court experience with the Australian Open, U.S. Open, these kind of things. It's just a fun little game. Excellent. And if you're into tennis, I recommend it.
Very good. The whole internet is crapping out. Don's dropped out and come back. Everyone's gone blocky and squishy. So it's all over the place. Greeny, do you have a pick for us, mate? It's Blast from the Past, I gather.
I do. It's called I Holographic Baby.
It's incredibly real, mate.
Wow.
It doesn't do.
Where do the batteries go?
Now, the batteries go in the back of the head. There's a little screw there, and you pop them in.
Is that in case you lose the back of the head?
And then you can move its arms around like that, if you want to. You can pull its ears a little bit, if you want to do that as well. And it works really well. It works, it's compatible with iOS 5, and...
I heard it leaks a lot.
It does leak a lot out of its bottom. It does little farts as well. And it likes to post things in various holes, as in, like, imagine you've got like a credit card that you can't find, and I wonder where that's gone. It'll have been posted away for you, or maybe the battery's out of your mobile phone, the battery's out, you know, like your home phone at home, that can be taken apart and the battery's posted away and you'll never find them ever again.
While I think about this, Will, because there's a good point there, does anyone know how to get a penny out of a Superdrive?
speaking from the same direction.
I need to know. I'm serious. I need to get a penny out of Sharon's Mac Superdrive.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Not just take a penny.
They're rather expensive, those, I heard. And the version 2s are worse than the version 1s.
Well, this one, no, it's not bang the door. Yes, they are rather expensive. I have got a really good pick, though. Hold on. I think Mother is coming to rescue me. That's it. That's her... that's her internet debut. Right, so... this is a Mac-ish pick, but it's a bit of a long stretch, if I'm truthful. If you're developing Android or software for your Android,
you can't do an Android pick on the Mac show.
Runs a Mac OS.
All right, okay, go on, carry on. I'm sorry.
Okay, so right back. All right, I'll begin again. Back in the day, in another life, I was a secondary school teacher, IT teacher, right?
You were having a laugh.
No, seriously.
Who the hell let you near kids?
Oh, well, there it is. I was a secondary school teacher. And I used to really love it, but the curriculum was bloody dull.
You had
really
to work, boring. You mean?
Huh?
You had to work. That's what let you down.
Well, no, I tried to really make the curriculum exciting. And I did my best to... Because I'm really passionate and enthusiastic about IT. And I wanted the children to be there too as well. And it worked. It was good. I think I was a good teacher. But and I'm really, really happy with the way the government are taking the IT curriculum at the moment as well. Because they've realised that teaching children Excel or Word for the period of the IT lesson is just ridiculous. And so things like the Raspberry Pi and stuff is just fantastic. I'm really happy. And things like the Raspberry Pi, which cost £25... for me, highlights the problems with Apple is things are so damn expensive. You know, like the iPad is very expensive for schools. They're putting them in, but if you compare it to, say, for instance, an Android device, the Android is so much cheaper. Right, so that's the sort of whole backstory. And right. If you want to develop on Android or for Android, you use something called Eclipse. Now, Eclipse is, you've got to have a bit of Java knowledge, and it's a bit hard, and it's not really going to get your 14-year-old, or, well, I shouldn't say that now, probably a 14-year-old would code the hell out of me, wouldn't they? But a nine-year-old, if you want to get him into programming or app development, it's a real struggle. You know, you can't expect them to know Java or C++ or something like that. So there's something called App Inventor. Now, App Inventor was developed by Google for, and it was put on the Google Labs thing, but the Google Labs thing went away, and App Inventor went away as well. Now, it's been reinvented and taken on as an open source by MIT, you know, the famous American university. So they've taken it, and they're developing it, and now it's free, and it's open source, and it basically is a drag-and-drop development environment that can be used by almost a 6 or 7 year old to develop an application for an Android device. It runs on Mac OS X. If you Google App Inventor,
it's MIT, appinventor.mit.edu.
Yeah, brilliant. And it works really well on OS X, and it allows you to get your child or even yourself into app development.
Oh, it's Google affiliated. Education. It's Google affiliated as well.
Yeah, well Google developed it. It was a Google development. But when they killed off various of their various projects with Google Labs, that was unfortunately one that bit the dust. But it's really, really great, and it's a great start if you want to start developing code for. See, the thing is, for Android, I'll finish off my sentence. But the thing with the iOS, it's so locked down by Apple, which in some sense is good, that it makes the whole experience fluid and great for business and stuff like that. But in other senses, it makes it dull and rather boring. And there's no way really to get a 9-year-old coding for iOS in a education environment. And whereas Google have taken a different approach, and it's wonderful. And the same thing with Raspberry Pi, trying to get children into coding and using computers the way they should be used to develop great apps and making them exciting. Rather than, like, the computer for me now isn't, it used to be when we were growing up, you'd program on it and you'd use it in one way, but today it's almost just like a consumption device. You consume video, you consume a game, but you don't actually use it as a computer. And projects like this make a computer. Shall I get off my soapbox?
Yeah, you're done there, mate.
Yeah, I'm done, aren't I?
Yeah, you've come on the Mac Show and you've picked an Android app. Well done, mate.
I haven't. It runs on OS X.
Oh, it runs on OS X. That's pretty tenuous, mate. That's thin like you wouldn't believe. My pick is Dr. Happy Max, because he couldn't be here this week, and he's not here next week because he's away. And he's got a new application out in the store. It's called Face Wiper, and it's basically a celebrity guessing game where you wipe away the face, it ticks away time, and you need to put in what it is. It's a bit pernickety on the spelling, according to one of the reviews, which I've had a play with it, and it is, if you get it spelt wrong. And the other problem is, when you're old, you don't know half the people that are in it. So
half them?
Or all of them, then. It doesn't... It's tough. 69p in the App Store. We'll put a link in the show notes. But you are supporting our very own Dr. Happy Mac if you buy Face Wiper from the iTunes Store. It's available in the Philippines iTunes Store as well as... Thank you. So you can all... I don't know.
Hey, speaking of the Philippines, you know it is 1:05 a.m. here.
Yeah, we're going to call it day, I think. The Bash is here. It's the 6th of July. Don't forget, if you want to come, then you need to book a hotel room nearby. We've got curry on the 5th, and we've got the bash itself on the 6th. I've already hired the venue, and it's cost me a fortune, so you're definitely coming whether you like it or not. Yeah. And beer will be drunk and fun will be had, and then we'll have breakfast at my place on the Sunday. There we go. 6th of July, 5th and 6th of July, if you want to come. We'll put a thing up for like tickets and stuff like that, but get a hotel for now. That's the best thing. B36 is your postcode area. Where can we get a hold of you, Don?
Right, well, before I tell you, I just say I have bought the Happy Max application. It's quite a neat little app, actually. It's quite nice. It uses the swipe gestures very nicely to mess about with it. And I am old, so I don't know many of these celebrities, but that's no reason not to get it, because it's a good app. You can find me over at screencastonline.com, where you'll find links to pretty much everything. And you can also find me on Twitter as Don McAllister.
And if you own a Mac, you've got to subscribe to Screencast Online. You're
mandatory.
A nutter if you don't. Because there's, I mean, you get the back catalogue as well, don't you? So you'll have everything that you've ever done available.
Yes, indeed. And the magazine's out. We've got the magazine, new edition out, 1st of February.
Okay.
Number 7.
Jolly good. Mm-hmm. Peanut, where can we get hold of you, girl?
I'm on Twitter. My name is Skushno. I think I'm using the same username on the chat room. And then, if you are in the Philippines, please download this beautiful iOS app called Lulu. And if you are planning on going to the Philippines, you can download it as well. It's just that you'll have to open a US iTunes account. But that's easy, so there's no excuse not to have it.
Now, most of the blokes that listen to us are probably single, so where do they send marriage requests?
Okay. That is a funny question that I will not answer.
Good girl. That's what I want to hear. Slap them down. Tell them where to go. I've made her blush. That'll do. TJ, where are you, pal?
At TJ Manatok on Twitter. That's pretty much it. If they have the Filipino channel, they could catch our newscast as well on ANC.
Come and watch it online.
Certain times, yes. Depends when we have a live event that we're streaming.
Okay.
It's not always live.
All right, okay. Jolly good.
We get our news reports online most of the time.
The other gorgeous, delightful young lady on our podcast, Kelly, where can we get you?
I am Verso on Twitter, and you can also find me hosting the 2-Hour Talkcast on Sunday evenings, U.S. time. And that's, by and large, the most of it. I also occasionally write things at 2-Hour as well, so you can... sometimes find me at tuaw.com.
Now, when your husband had his eye thingy, did you mm-hmm. did you hide from him so he couldn't see you?
No.
Oh, you should have done.
No, he slept a lot, so I didn't have to worry about it too much.
Oh, good. Kyle, where are you, pal?
Just find me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Swagger with 1G only, please.
Swagger with 1G. Good man. Yes. And finally, Mr. Green.
BritishMac.com.
Good man. You got an episode coming out soon, or are you still waiting on the Philharmonia to finish off?
again. It really has. But I've tried to do it. So I've recorded the sort of harmonies using iOS on the dog walk, which is...
You nice. Recorded the harmonies using iOS while walking the dog?
In the churchyard.
Well, yes. That's impressive. I can't wait to hear it now, mate.
It's rather moving, almost.
Okay. Good, mate. I need a copy, so send it over. Send it over. Let me have a listen. See what you're up to. Last thing, and then we're off. It's the high-rise competition. The correct answer to the high-rise competition, we got some fantastic answers. Most of them were people trying to justify why they were right because they hadn't got a clue. People wrote out the entire product list, and they'd write, and the person who's won has actually written down the entire product list. Somebody entered today, and they got the right answer apart from the fact they added on the Plug Bug World was only added this week. So it was, the question was, what was the product line last week? And the answer was 20 products, and that's officially notarized by 12 South, I'm afraid. So don't be sending any queries. And the winner is Ian Holloway. If Ian would like to send me his address, then we'll post him a high rise worth £80. And and 12 South are sending me a Plug Bug World to try as well. So, but if you haven't seen it,
it's good stuff.
I'm about to put a review up of it because it's well worth the money. I've
been using it.
Love it. You've been using the high rise. Oh, the Plug Bug.
No, the Plug Bug. Yeah, there you go.
Excellent. What do you reckon, TJ? Well,
it makes sense. I mean, it saves space. So I used to have my Mac plug and then my iPhone plug. So it just goes like this. And it works for me. Small bag.
And you get a USB on the back as well.
I get a good charge. Specifically, when I'm on the set, on my studio, I have one outlet that I can't normally fit. It's only a two socket extension cord. So if you have the MacBook Air plug and the other plug, they won't fit at the same time. They're too close together. So this makes sense for me.
Excellent.
Very useful.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to mine because they've only got the UK socket on it. So I'm going to try it. I'm going to love it, I think. But never mind. Right. We shall be back next week as normal. Adam Christensen's back next week, I think. It's the first one of the month. So have a good week, and thanks for listening.
Yay.
We are going to bed in the Philippines. Goodbye, okay, and thank you for tuning in.
Peanut is still at work at 1:30 in the morning.
Go home, Peanut. Let the
poor girl drive home. And error.
the other modems on a 10 Mbps account, that's been fine, and they put the new modem this morning. It was okay this morning, then it's bleh.
So have you actually even got a result on that phone yet, TJ?
What do you mean?
Because we can't see it. It's so badly blocked, we can't even see the numbers on it anymore.
Yeah, I got 0.21 download, 0.16 upload.
And the recommended price of that service is $800 a month, £650.
Yes.
Dude,
have you heard of the iPhone 5 curve?
No.
Oh, yeah, I see this.
Oh, yes, you bent it.
Yes, yeah. I bent the damn thing.
Oh, dear.
And it's still alive. There's that ding.
Okay.
Yeah, but that proves build quality right there. I mean, if you can shut a phone in a car door and it's still operational, that's a testament of a hell of a product.
Not a single scratch on the screen. If I had a Samsung, it would be dead. Seriously.
That's true.
Don't you upset, Will.
Just being objectively speaking, you know, they got a great OS, but I don't know about the plastic backing, you know, if it'll take that much damage.
Yeah, blimey.